This Saturday, an historical marker will be installed in Coos Bay. It's a sober reminder of the days of slavery, and it memorializes Oregon's only known public lynching.
Taylor Stewart is with the Oregon Remembrance Project.
The Equal Justice Initiative has documented nearly 6,500 lynchings of African Americans between the years of 1865 to 1950. And there is at least one lynching of an African-American here in Oregon. His name was Alonzo Tucker, and he was lynched in Coos Bay, Oregon, in 1902. So I've been working with the community of Coos Bay on a series of acts of remembrance. Back in February 2020, we held a soil collection ceremony near the spot where Alonzo Tucker was killed and collected two jars of soil, one that was sent back to a museum in Montgomery and the other that is now on display at the Coos History Museum. And so we are continuing this work by installing an Equal Justice Initiative historical marker in Coos Bay on June 19th, 2021. The historical marker will be two-sided. One side will tell the story of lynching in America as a whole, and the other side will tell the story of Alonzo Tucker.
The marker, again, is being installed outside of the Coos History Museum this Saturday, and there is a virtual event happening. The idea is to get at least 300 people to watch. That's the same number in attendance during the lynching. We will have a link to the live stream at KXL.com.
Both Oregon and Washington lawmakers have passed a bill recognizing Juneteenth as a state holiday. June 19th, 1865, is when Union troops landed in Galveston, Texas, and informed people enslaved in the state that they were free.
That was 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Raleigh Andrews is a regional vice president with AARP.
So from that harsh reality of not only enslavement, but prolonged enslavement after freedom's bell had rang, we now celebrate Juneteenth as one of the great pillars of freedom in the United States.
Andrews says the holiday is a time for people to reflect on our history and the work that still needs to be done toward racial justice. He says the Oregon legislation achieved quite a feat in this polarized political environment because it was passed unanimously. As far as celebrating the holiday, Andrews says we should think of it the same way we think of July 4th.
We need to be comfortable doing the exact same thing on Juneteenth with one caveat. And the caveat is a recognition that a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, on top of blood, sweat, and tears, went into making what we now know as Juneteenth, June 19th, a reality.
Juneteenth will become a paid state holiday in Oregon starting in 2022.
You can read more about this on our KXL Facebook page and also on our website, KXL.com.